Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's July 28, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 17, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, speaking of popular mysteries, can you explain what caused the Bermuda Triangle phenomena and what it does?
That is a very difficult one to answer, Laura, because I'll let you in on a little secret. We built our colonies in that area back when we first arrived here on Earth, and we encountered the same phenomena that human beings are encountering now. So whatever caused this stuff to happen there had started long before we ever got here. There seems to be a time-space displacement in that area, and how it operates and why it operates, we don't know. We scanned right down to bedrock and could not find any source of energy or anything like that that was causing the phenomena. So the phenomena must be caused by something outside of the Earth, or so deep within the Earth that we couldn't sense it. But something does occur there, because the same exact things happen to our ships as they went to and fro through the area as happens to modern aircraft now. We never lost anybody because we were so much more sophisticated, but we would still have instrument troubles, we would still lose our bearings, we would still have problems with ships showing up an hour or so later than they should have had. So these strange phenomena have been going on for a long, long time. No one has ever contacted us from the area. No one who has disappeared in the area has ever gone into the spirit world. So we can't tell you what is going on. Oh, I should say that people that have died in the area of natural causes in storms and things like that, but this only accounts for about 75% of the disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle. So something is going on there.
That scares me, Nazarene. Anything you guys don't know about that you guys don't have a handle on makes me shiver at night. And I'm not kidding either.
That surprises me, Laura.
We'll be back after the break. Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com.
We're back. Alora's trying to solve one of their financial problems, so I'm going to take this question by myself. Our friend Paul is back, and he says, Lord, I found your comments on AIDS very interesting and very frightening. If you were the leader of a country on Earth that was highly infected with AIDS, what would you do? How would you solve the situation and help your people in this desperate crisis? Well, Paul, my course of action would not be popular with the world, especially those who believe in letting people do whatever they want to do. The first thing I would do is test everyone in my country, including myself, to find out if they were infected with AIDS. Then I would monitor the people with AIDS, and if they behaved, if they did everything in their power to keep from spreading the disease to other people, I would leave them be. The ones that aren't responsible, the ones that would be spreading the disease to others by being intimate with those who haven't been infected and by using drugs and things like that and spread the disease, these people I would segregate and put in institutions and monitor, keep them under control to keep the disease from spreading. This is what I would do, Paul. It is not popular. It would not be what the civil libertarians would like. They would say, oh, you're violating their freedom of choice. I might be, but I am protecting the innocent children that these people who care about nothing would destroy because they spread this horrible disease. Sometimes this is the only way to stop a situation like this. You have to segregate those that have the disease and keep the disease from spreading. It is hard. It is difficult. Those that love these people don't want them to be segregated, but sometimes it is the only way. Desperate times, Paul, demand desperate actions, and these definitely are desperate times.
We'll be back again.